The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come here, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west, and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. When a captain of a ship, when he gives a command, his crew listens. When the commander of an army gives an order, his soldiers follow, for their good and for the good of their country. Their word, it has a power, it has an authority. What does the centurion say that the word of Christ has authority over? He says everything, the entire order of creation. Now, it's interesting, this man has a servant who is at home and he's suffering dreadfully. Why didn't he bring that servant to Jesus so that Jesus could lay his hands on him, so that he could be in our Lord's presence? Because he believes so powerfully in the word of Christ that just his word alone can heal. And what does our Lord say to him? Our Lord says something that he does not say at any other time in the New Testament. The man says, "I have someone at home sick," and Jesus immediately says, "I will come and cure him." Every other time, our Lord waits for an invitation. People come, they say, "Come to my home. You know, my daughter's at home sick. Will you please come?" This time, our Lord says it. Why would our Lord say that? Because he already knew the faith that that man had in his word. And he wanted to bring everybody around to understand the power of his word. So that this man would say, "You don't need to come to my home, just say the word, and it will be done." Jesus' word has that power forever. Still today, the scriptures, when people read them, it transforms their lives. Think of the lives of so many saints. So many religious orders were founded just on a phrase of our Lord Jesus Christ. You think of someone like St. Anthony of Egypt. One day he comes to Mass, and the gospel reading that day, our Lord said, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell all your possessions and give them to the poor and come follow me." And so Anthony's there, and he knows that those words are for him. He goes and he sells everything, and he becomes a father of the desert fathers. And still today, his life is a great example to so many. You think of the words that our Lord said when he said, "You did it to me." And how that transformed Mother Teresa's life. But I want to say something that we don't often think about. And that is, we have the words of our Lord in the Bible. And then Jesus speaks to every single one of us individually. But how do we know when it is really our Lord speaking to us? You know, sometimes we go and we pray and we think, "Gosh, I think God wants me to do this," you know, or "He's calling me to do that." When do we have an assurance that it really is Jesus who is speaking to us? Oftentimes, it is marked, his words are marked by two characteristics. One, that we cannot doubt that it is our Lord who speaks. You know, so sometimes someone is praying and they say, "Gosh, I don't know if I'm talking to myself or that's really Jesus." You know, When our Lord is speaking in a way that He wants us to understand, there is no doubt in our minds, our Lord just said that to me. And secondly, that when He speaks, His words are effective. That which He speaks to us comes to fruition. So if we're praying, we think, okay, Lord, you know, and we hear, you know, be patient. And then we go and we're impatient. When He speaks and He says, be merciful, He gives us the grace to be merciful. It's like there's this transformation that works in our hearts in that moment. When I received my vocation 15 years ago, and I was praying, and I said, Lord, are You calling me to be a priest? And in that moment, I heard in my heart one simple word. Yes. And in that moment, something came over me, and I knew without a doubt that God had just spoken to me. I'd never experienced anything like that ever before. 15 years later, standing right here before you, I can say that never for a moment have I doubted that it was God who was speaking. And never for a moment have I doubted that it is His will that I become a priest. When He speaks, there's no doubt that it's Him. And He gives us the grace to do that which His word commands or asks of us. His word is always effective. Let us make sure to make time for prayer so that we can hear what He has to say.